since socialist students called for action on Budget Day, the National Campaign Against Fees and Cuts, NCAFC, subsequently announced their intention to organize a protest on the 15th of November. The Socialist Students Committee wrote to the NCAFC leadership with the aim of opening up a dialogue about the way forward for our movement, and how different organizations can work together to maximize the potential for mass resistance to the government. We have yet to receive a reply. An extract from the letter, the full version of which can be found at socialiststudents.org.uk, is carried below. Dear comrades. We write today in the hope of opening up a discussion on how best to build and take forward the student movement this autumn and beyond. The general election on the 8th of June raised the sights and expectations of hundreds of thousands of university and college students, that the demand for free education is winnable. Alongside this fresh politicization of a huge new layer of students and young people, the Tory government, before the election confident that it could strengthen itself in Parliament ahead of fresh attacks on the education system and wider society, has instead been severely weakened. Reflecting this drastically altered political situation, Socialist Students has consistently stated the need for national demonstrations, and that they be coordinated by a fighting and democratic NUS leadership. Without NUS, a national demonstration on the 15th of November, if it goes ahead, will need to be organized democratically by all capable forces within the student movement. This should include Socialist Students, which has grown to be a national organization present on 40 campuses up and down the country. Our organizers have collective experience in leading various student protests and days of action, and we have roots among students on numerous university campuses. Socialist Students would play a hugely positive role in building and mobilizing for a national demonstration in the autumn time alongside NCAFC and other student organizations. Organizing a successful national demonstration, especially in the absence of the leadership of the NUS, will take the involvement of Socialist Students and other organizations which have a national presence on university campuses. The setting up of democratic planning committees, with participants from NCAFC, Socialist Students, and other groups willing to participate, should be central to achieving this aim. By establishing structures which allow for the participation of different groups in democratic discussion around the different aspects of building for such an action, including the tasks of mobilization, political demands, speakers lists etc., we can have a greater impact as a united movement. Socialist Students agrees with NCAFC that it is necessary to build further action beyond simply one isolated national demonstration. Socialist Students, under the banner of an education shutdown, has called and already started preparations for action on university campuses on Budget Day. This could potentially be received very enthusiastically and pull new layers of students into struggle, especially if built cooperatively and democratically alongside other groups. We look forward to hearing your response to the points we raise here and furthermore suggest an urgent meeting ahead of the start of the new term. We hope this will be helpful to building alongside you and other groups for elevated student struggles in the future. In solidarity. Socialist Students Steering Committee,